Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 30 minutes, then LA Live, and Rangers baseball in 90. Here's Chief of the Sports Hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, we have a little housekeeping. We were talking sports movies earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Sheen claims that he actually took PEDs for 6 to 8 weeks while Major League was being filmed.
I knew he was looking too big.
His quote was, "It was the only time I ever did steroids. My fastball went from 79 to 85.
Okay, pretty so legit.
Give you a nice little window into just average schmo Joe.
Damn.
Low vitamin S, 6 mph.
I mean, 79 is not bad.
No.
I don't think Bassett got much above like 88.
For an actor throwing 79, that's pretty damn impressive.
That's one thing that was a handful of things, but I've never like thrown a baseball with a radar to like know.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't know what my MPHs are.
But you've thrown a baseball?
I'm thinking probably triple digits, you know, but that's just hearsay at this point. That's just delusional confidence.
But you could throw a ball over them mountains over there.
I guarantee you I could, Walchuk. But again, I haven't gotten to prove that to anybody. So I think throwing on a radar gun would be a ton of fun. But yeah, he did knock out some steroids. Now, and that's commitment. Just want to say tip of the cap to Charlie Sheen. We talk about thespians all the time.
Yeah.
That's a thespian-like move.
It was the 80s. Everybody's doing roids. You can't do a baseball movie without doing roids.
Hey, big shout out to our guy, Terrence Steele, who apparently officially bought his mom a house. Nice looking house, too. Just saw our guy, Brandon Lurie, show the photo from Instagram. So congratulations. That's an all-time son desire.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to hook up mom and pops.
Retire them,
buy them the house, whatever it is. That's really, really cool stuff. Okay, we have a battle for sports quote of the day. Do you want football or football first?
Let's go football.
We start with Zlatan.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what he had to say?
Yeah.
Okay, so Messi and Inter Miami were eliminated from the FIFA Club World Cup over the weekend. They were dominated by Paris Saint-Germain 4-0. And Zlatan is coming to the defense of Messi. He says, quote, "It wasn't Leo Messi who lost. It was Inter Miami. Messi plays with statues, not teammates. He's surrounded by players who run as if they were carrying bags of cement. This isn't the Messi I know. If you put him in a real team, he'd go all out. There are no coaches, no stars, not even players who understand how to move without the ball. If he were on a real team, any great team, you'd see the real lion."
Yeah, you know, I think Messi is not the same player that he was, but I mean, he's got ancient teammates on with him.
So. Bunch of jobbers.
I mean, they talked about Messi at the last World Cup, like, the dude's so good, he can walk. No, he's walking because he's old, and soccer is the most physically demanding endurance sport. But yes, Luis Suarez, Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, like, these were legendary players 10 years ago in Europe. And they're having fun remaining competitive against American teams.
Well, I did. Zlatan's always good for a nice quote. Carrying bags of cement, I thought was pretty good. Statues. I mean, he's tearing these guys up.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's warranted.
Oh, Zlatan is the most quotable soccer player in the history of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fantastic. Well, now we have Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
He has something to say about the level of fame that he's reached, and the biggest problem he has with this level of celebrity. He says, quote, "I'm playing golf, and in the trees, there's a bleeping guy with a camera. I can't even go to the restroom now. I just can't go over there and take a pee."
Oh, yes. Yeah, there'd be full frontal going on there. You'd be on the cover of People magazine.
So he's trying to just go take a run-of-the-mill leak in the woods.
Yep.
Mid golf round, mm-hmm. and there's paparazzi. That's the Taylor Swift effect. That's what you sign up for. You don't just get to pee in the woods now.
No peeing in the woods.
You're not just
unfortunate.
You're not a normal guy.
No, we're not doing that.
And I do. I mean, the golf pee is one of the top five or six pees a man's going to have.
I think so. Yeah, and it oftentimes it's mandatory. I mean, you're cracking coldies. They don't have a restroom till the turn, or they got them spread out. You know, some of these golf courses do a really good job of taking care of you with the creature comforts, but it's not that common, you know. So an outdoor pee, I would say, is fairly standard.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking, my cousin was telling me, like, I don't know how often. Do you guys wake up? Let's actually go around the room. Do you guys wake up in the middle of the night every night to go take a leak? Like, Lucius, are you peeing in the middle of the night every night, or?
No, not usually.
Okay, see, same here.
Yeah.
Same here. For the most part, I'm able to wait till morning to go take a leak.
Yeah.
Now, every once in a while, actually, it's been a little bit more rampant. My daughter will wake me up in the middle of the night. She's got to go pee, and then I'm like, okay, well, now that I'm here, I might as well just go ahead and go.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, so generally speaking, we all will sleep through the night without having to go number one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, my cousin is apparently not in that world. He says, like, every night I'm waking up to go pee, and he actually goes into his backyard and pees outside every single night in the middle of the night.
Okay.
He's not even going into his bathroom. I'm like, dude, respect to it. But he's taking that outside in the middle of the night every single night. And I'm going, I think that's the right play. You certainly don't want to turn the light on and just get the melatonin sucked right out of you in the middle of the night, right? Like, if you're going to go pee in your bathroom in the middle of the night, you got to go lights off. But if you could just step outside and go,
and you're
actually
sitting
like
down,
that I mean, move.
The other option for you is to sit down, right? Because you don't want the noise to wake up the family.
It really has nothing to do with the noise and more just a general
just
comfort.
Comfort. Okay.
Yeah, but... Sure.
But I love the outdoor.
Hey, you tucking, bro. He's tucking.
Gotta put that thing down in there. Let it go. But the outdoor pee is real. Travis Kelce can't even do that anymore. Not on the golf course, at least. And the outdoor middle of the night.
See, I would think there might be a coyote out here. There might be a snake in the grass, you know? So I don't know about middle of the night. In a dark backyard, but absolutely, usually when I get home, I've drinking so much Diet Coke and water throughout this show that about halfway home, I do got to take a leak.
Mm-hmm.
And I know as soon as I open up the back door, the kids are going to come running at me with requests. So I'll just go in the backyard right there on the edge of the driveway.
Sneak
a nice little spot
before you even go home or before you even walk in the house.
Yeah,
that's a great
move. I got to turn on lights and stuff. I have to feel like I'm moving around and I'm awake. Because you get those dreams that you're in the restroom, you're actually handling your business, but you're not.
Yes.
And next thing you know, you're taking sheets in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Into the washroom.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, that can be trouble.
I actually woke up standing on my bed taking a leak in high school one of those times. I still am, but it's gotten better. But I was like such a deep sleeper that I was liable to do like dang near anything in my sleep.
That sounded like Everclear.
I thought I was at the urinal.
And
I was at the pillow.
So is your cousin beer guy? Is that what's doing it? Because I know when I was beer guy, I would wake up quite often in the middle of the night.
Yeah, he does have a propensity to to go swimming in the IPAs pretty regularly. Some people are alleging here on the text that maybe he has high blood pressure. Could also see that happening.
It could be.
But yeah.
But I like the outdoor thing method.
Now we also did you guys see the allegations of Haterade being sipped in the WNBA? With the Caitlin Clark, the voting stuff.
Oh, I saw Colin Cowherd had a video go viral.
She was like ninth.
The pettiness knows no end because she's ninth.
Is that what it is? Okay, yeah, yeah. So she did like the All-Star stuff. She received 1.3 million All-Star votes this year.
Yeah, by the fans, right?
For reference, the top 30 vote getters for the 2023 All-Star game received like 1.1 million combined. So the fans are voting at a rapid rate for Caitlin Clark. But the players voted her as the ninth best guard in the league. And actually, apparently, they voted one of her Fever teammates, Kelsey Mitchell, as better than her. Paige Beckers is getting a little bit more love. Our very own Paige Beckers, who played really well the other night. It was unfortunate that Clark missed that game, but Beckers was playing. She was balling pretty hard on Friday night. But she's getting a little bit more of the overall scoring love. Dick Vitale is lamenting this on Twitter. Absolutely pure jealousy that the WNBA players voted Caitlin Clark the ninth best guard. Someday they will realize what she has done for all of the players in the WNBA. Charter planes, increase in salary, sold out crowds, improved TV ratings, etc. So Dickie V's a little...
Did they send like boxes of cigars and stuff to Michael Jordan when he came to the league?
No.
No, they don't.
They didn't.
No, you don't, bro.
No.
I hear the sentiment about, hey, people should be thanking Caitlin. Fam, stop.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it what you're saying. Yes, she did boost the league 100%. I am not against that. Is there jealousy? 100%. The girls told you before she even got in the league, it won't be easy for you. They're telling you right there, we're not going to make it easy for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But this, she boosted the league. Now we need to do something for her. That's got to go away. They didn't do that for Michael Jordan or any other great player in any other league that came and boosted their league up.
Yeah, it's competition.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. It's a young player coming into the game. And, you know, I don't know where she belongs amongst all guards.
I'm not totally familiar either. I don't know. Yeah.
It seems like maybe fourth, maybe third best guard or something like that. But yes, there's definitely a bunch of people that don't like Caitlin Clark because, you know, she doesn't approach things like humbly and quietly, you know, and she's not the coolest kid out there like Paige Beckers is. You know, Paige Beckers is liked by everybody. She's got like a Kyrie Irving vibe going on. You know, so but I think she is about the eighth or ninth best overall player in the entire WNBA. That's what I can tell.
Yeah,
but, I mean, the 5.5 turnovers, 29% from three. Like, she's going through it right now. A little sophomore slump.
She's definitely had a tough stretch before now. I guess she's going to be out for a little while with the groin injury. But, yeah, ever since she kind of got poked in the eye and then that whole just, like, Sophie Cunningham coming to her defense, like, since that game, she really hadn't been the same. And her numbers looked pretty bad. There was actually a fan who was at the LA Sparks and Chicago Sky game over the weekend sitting courtside in a Fever Caitlin Clark jersey t-shirt. Okay, so she's wearing an Indiana Fever Clark shirt at a game that doesn't involve them. And we see this, like me and Broadus see this during the pregame show at Cowboys games all the time. I'll never understand
why
someone shows up to like a Cowboys-Eagles game and they're wearing a Broncos jersey.
Yeah,
crazy. I don't really understand the thought process behind it. But I've also never seen a player come up and like do a swap. Kelsey Plum, who definitely is not a Caitlin Clark fan.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not. She went and handed the fan who was wearing the Fever jersey. She handed the fan like a LA Spark shirt to put on over it. Be like, hey, let's not do that anymore.
Wow.
I was like, okay, I've never really seen that move get done before, but that's the type of energy that is coming Caitlin Clark's way. And if you're gonna wear a Fever shirt to a non-Fever game, Kelsey Plum's gonna say something about it. You guys probably are not familiar. I've actually had to watch, but The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, I know what The Golden Bachelor is. I have not seen a second of it.
There's a former NFL linebacker, Mel Owens. I'm sure if Broadus was here, he could give us the scouting report. from years and years ago.
Mel was my guy.
Now he's going to be the bachelor, the golden bachelor. He's 66 years old.
But looks fantastic.
He looks, I mean, hey, former athlete.
University of Michigan, LA Ram.
He's getting it done. But he said once he got selected, his stance is for preferences. Now he's 66 years old, and he says he wants the candidates. He made it clear that he was looking to TV date these women between the age of 45 and 60. He says he doubled down on this stance, and he said despite reassurances that all the women selected for him would be quote unquote hot. He says, if they're 60 or over, I'm cutting them immediately.
Oh, come on,
ooh. Like, that's a heck of a take. He's 66.
From a 66-year-old man is a hell of a take.
Wow.
And he's not leaving any room for, I mean, if he finds, maybe there is a 62-year-old attractive lady.
That looks like she's 50.
I mean, it's a lot more possible at 60 plus to be an attractive man than an attractive woman.
Oh, dog.
Like, geez, the numbers on that, statistically.
What's this man's name so I can look him up? I'm pretty
Mel
full
Owens.
Of testosterone.
Mel
pesticides,
Owens.
Pesticides, all that joint.
Yeah, dude.
15 years strong.
Oh, Silver HGH. Fox. Yeah. You cannot find a female equivalent as 66 that's as attractive as Mel Owens.
Oh.
Maybe Cindy Crawford, you know, from what I can tell. There's a couple that age really good.
I seen a bad little Silver Fox walking through Uptown one time. Years ago, I told Chris about it. I said, man, you couldn't believe it. You would not believe what I just seen, bro. In a black dress. Somebody said Vanna White. I don't know, fam.
And 74-year-old Jane Seymour. She still got it.
Yeah.
Does she?
She still got it.
I haven't seen her since Wedding Crashers.
Jane still got it, man.
Is that Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman? Oh, yeah, she is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, no, you're right, bro. How old is Susan Sarandon? I guess that's a particular flavor right there.
Yeah, and Selma Hayek, and I think she's in her 50s.
All day.
She is aging incredibly.
Sarandon's 78 right now.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Still getting it done?
Yeah, she got it done for me. I seen some photos the other day that had me going crazy, bro. She pulled them puppies out a little bit. I was like, "What you doing? Susan, put them fangs up."
She was in the was in the Nonas.
Yes, and she was showing off them puppies.
I told you, bro.
Yeah, in
that's
Nonas.
The one.
Yeah, she still got the cleavage. I'll tell you, Mrs. Milfy from The Sopranos, the psychiatrist, she has not aged well. God bless her.
No, that was unfortunate.
I know, it's a bummer because I had a big crush on her.
Oh no,
there was a time. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess I get it. I get where he's coming from. He wants to, like, set a standard here to try and, like, hey, give me the pick of the litter.
No.
But on night one, when he gets their age, I'm just looking forward to him being like, all right, you can go.
Just that. This first thing. How old? That's like, it.
Age matters to
no
this
rose
guy. He's
for
a bit
you.
Of an ageist.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I can.
That's crazy because pretty soon, whoever he's getting is going to have to burp him.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be new burp.
Won't be long before he's wearing a diaper. Yeah. I mean, does the CTE factor as well? Like, looking at his face, I don't see CTE face, but he played in an era and he played at a position linebacker.
Yeah, he did.
The CTE is going to make an appearance at some point.
It will. Okay, the top breaking sports stories of the day will make an appearance with you next, including quite an eventful day for your Dallas Stars and more. That's coming up next year, G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back into the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. This segment is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. The G-Bag of the Day is coming up here with Lucius at 5:30. And then LA Live is coming up at 5:40. The Damian Lillard thing could very well be real for the Mavericks. I think basketball-wise, it doesn't make a lot of sense if you already have Kyrie Irving and D'Angelo Russell to be looking at, hey, should we add Damian Lillard when he comes back from this Achilles? But reminded on Twitter how much he loves Jason Kidd. And before they hired Chauncey Billups 3 or 4 years ago in Portland, Lillard had said he wants, you know, Jason Kidd, who was an assistant with the Lakers. And then when they hired Nico, that wave of stories around Nico Harrison as a mentor to the biggest stars in the game of basketball for the last 15 years, Damian Lillard was one of them. Remember, he retweeted a story about Nico being all this to all these guys, and he just put facts in all caps there. So I think the interesting thing will be in a year's time when he's come back from that Achilles, would he be willing to play for league minimum or mid-level exception or whatever you have to offer? And could he be good enough to be that outside shooter that, I mean, the Mavs have a lot of work to do when it comes to their shooting, don't they?
I'd be open-minded to it. I mean, it is pretty awesome that, the buyout for Shams, I guess, is like the biggest story that we've had so far for Damian Lillard when it comes to the breaking news. As the 682 points out, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy NBA news that we've got here with this buyout. But that's the big thing. Like, at his age, how does he recover from this injury? And I guess we have the same question with Kyrie, not an Achilles. I think Kyrie's probably got an easier recovery timetable, and we've seen other players do this and be okay. I'd be very interested possibly in Dame. I mean, it never seemed to really click for him in Milwaukee. There were moments where it seemed like maybe that pairing would work, but clearly he's got a good relationship with Nico. He's wanted to play for Jason Kidd. He wanted him to be the next head coach in Portland before he got the Mavs gig. So yeah, I think that there's a lot of lines that connect here, dots that connect, and I'd be open, you know, depending on what the medical is, of potentially pursuing that.
I mean, he turns 35 in a couple of weeks. He'll miss all of next season, so he'll be 36 years old off an Achilles.
That's got to be role player time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we'll be surprised if you can be an incredible offensive weapon, but you can't plan on that.
No, not at all. I guess you could be a kind of a spot-up three-point shooter, but that would not be something that I would be looking to spend, I mean, anything more than just minimum in terms of assets.
A massive liability on defense. I mean, in his prime, it worked because he was so good at dribbling and he really didn't need an offense. Like, he's crossing midcourt and looking for a three to hit. And it was incredible if you could just get four guys to play defense around him. They made the West Finals. You
know? I really think he will be considered one of the more underrated players of his generation.
Yeah.
Like, people will just kind of forget because he doesn't have the titles. You have the Steph stuff, LeBron, and all these different guys. But, man, Damian Lillard, and especially when it comes to the ice in his veins, some of the giant shots that he made, he was so freaking good. And you feel bad for him to some extent, but he was the guy that wanted to be extra loyal to a team that just could never really put enough around him. And he was in an era where it's like, you're going to have to go through the Warriors. You're going to have to go through LeBron if you're going to win a title. And that's obviously going to be tough sledding when you're in Portland and your teammates are not anywhere close to Golden State level.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could run that team back through this West, you know, if you take out OKC, you know, then maybe that would be the kind of team that could have made it happen. But his prime was happening right in the midst of that super team era. But it would be very interesting. Leave it to Nico to maybe trade for LeBron this offseason, then add Damian Lillard, and it's like the 2018 All-Stars. But, you know, the last great dynasty was Golden State, and they had a number of the guys that were high lottery picks 10 years earlier. You know, it maybe hit heights or had disappointing careers when you talk about Sean Livingston and Iguodala and Andrew Bogut. Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of these guys who were high IQ players that maybe weren't superstars and couldn't drive a championship themselves, but they came together in their 30s to form like one of the smartest teams you'd ever seen. And I can't rule it out, you know, because Nico's relationships and Rich Paul, AD's agent, talking a lot about how if guys want to win championships now, you are going to have to sacrifice less on your salary. It's not a luxury. Like, we're all three going to max out and still go get this championship. You won't have any teammates if you want to do that in this game. Rangers did a ton of transactions. Evan Carter, bereavement list. Mm. Dane Dunning is back. Outfielder Billy McKinney has been selected from Round Rock.
He's in the lineup. He's DHing tonight.
Nice. Cole Wynn, option to Round Rock, and Mally has been transferred to the 60-day injured list. So it's almost unimaginable unless they would win a playoff series or two that we're going to see Mally in a Rangers uniform ever again. Okay, Stars news. Michael Granlund, one of the most prominent free agent centers, signs 3 years with the Anaheim Ducks worth $7 million annually on Tuesday. How do they replace this, Wolchuk?
Fox, I guess, would be their replacement there as they signed him as a center. But, I mean, that's a bummer. It really is, because I thought Mikael Granlund did an excellent job on that top line, and he was a wing, you know, next to Roope and Mikko Rantanen. But I guess, I mean, Maverick Bork's a guy they brought back. Maybe Bork's like a guy that they're going to slide in and give more ice time to as well. But it just sounded like financially they weren't able to do anything there.
Yeah, you mentioned Radek Fox, so that's 3 years, $2 million annually, so significantly less of a player. It seems like we're taking a bit of a step back here, and then Dodonov has moved on as well. Where'd he go? The Devils, right?
Yeah, Dodonov went to New Jersey.
So, you know, Jim Nill has a presser, and you announce you're bringing back Radek Fox. I don't know. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be worse on paper at the start of next year, aren't they?
I mean, I guess it's all about Mikko Rantanen, right? But yes, they're not going to be as good of a team right now as how they ended the season. We'll see.
All right, we have Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30. It's going to be a DeGrom night, so gather round. Could have a no-hitter this evening. Obviously, you went to the seventh last week with a perfecto and into the eighth with a no-no. So we're excited here for Rangers baseball pregame in an hour. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has a G-bag of the day.
Here we go, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. I've been going through it on the laptop. It's a lot easier to go through the email on the laptop than it is on the phones.
Yeah.
At Lucky Lucius P on social media. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, Sandra Bullock is amazing. Yes. 60-year-old woman. Chef's kiss right there.
Donk, 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 donk.
Yeah, looks like Michael Jackson in the face. Looks like the 90s Michael Jackson.
It's the nose job.
Yeah. L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day two for this champion sound. Mr. Brian Broaddus, who is not here, did a Coach O impersonation for us. He was inspired by a video of Coach O dancing with his shirt off at a wedding. Bro, and I've now seen it. Yeah. I've now seen it. It looks like a Chippendale moment.
It does,
like,
dude.
Chris Farley at Chippendale.
Yes.
Crazy, bro.
Yes.
Don't he's the biggin.
Crazy. And them cufflinks had him. Like, he would have had the shirt off faster, but them cufflinks had him.
Is that what got him?
Yeah, had him.
Looked like he was wearing it as a cape or something.
Here's Broaddus.
I think he lives down in Miami. I think he's got, like, a condo situation. They were interviewing him, and he was talking about, I live on the 17th floor of this building. And, you know, he was doing that whole bit. And he was talking about it. Go out, work out every day.
go out there and jog a little bit, and you get outside and let everybody see what's see me without my shirt on. You know, you see me without my shirt on. I was at a wedding the other day, and I was doing some Coach O things. You see me with my no shirt. Yeah, yeah. I was liquored up pretty good. Had a ride home from the state troopers. State troopers are friends of mine. Yeah, yeah. They're friends.
Coach O got to get out of Miami if he acting like that, bro.
That is wild.
17 floors of Miami condo. He's got to. You got to go Alabama and lay low, bro. Low country.
Man, he's got his shirt off more than Jimmy Johnson on a fishing
you
boat.
You got to chill, bro.
It's very rare that you see him with a shirt on. Yeah.
You will run through that money, man. Chill out, fam.
I wonder if he ever attempted with the NCAA to be like allowed to just coach on the sidelines with no shirt on. I wonder how much of a fight he put up for that.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been that would have been amazing.
With all the equipment out and the headphones and everything, oh, but your shirt off. Oh, my God.
It gets hot in the SEC. Week one, week two.
Yeah, and this bet he wanted bro. To. Oh, for yeah. sure.
All right. We got a lady right here that goes off in a drive-thru guy at this wing spot somewhere in Florida. This is
We do?
Yeah, you know y'all got the best wings,
now, we
right?
We do have the best
Y'all
wings.
Got the best wings, the best fries. Where we at?
Where we at? The Holy Moly.
What at?
The Holy Moly.
And where at? In Gainesville, Florida.
In Gainesville, Florida.
And you the one on the mic back there when you order, right?
That's me.
You rude as f***. You oh. rude. You a big rude bitch. You on the intercom
it's,
being
sorry,
rude.
It is,
you don't know. You just a big rude bitch. You was just rude to me, and I heard you rude to the people back there. It's y'all got all good wings, but you a rude, ugly, bald head b-
What is
Have
now?
A great
I
day,
bald
head, ugly bitch.
Wow.
Wow, man. She yeah. set this. She set him up and then went at it.
She did.
Ooh.
What could he have done?
He must have said something real.
He might have been doing like the Italian sandwich shop bit, you know? You go to an Italian sandwich shop in New York or a pizza shop, yeah. they're going to be rude to you. Like, hey, come on, what's your order?
Yeah, what do you want? You know?
Oh, yeah, like the Jamaican spots.
Is that what they do, too?
What do
yeah.
you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I appreciate it. You know, I like it.
Never tell you the price.
Yeah.
They just give you, you take the card, they swipe it. No receipt.
Moving on.
Not sure what you just charged me, but thanks for the pizza.
Yep.
You want white or dark meat? Let me get white meat. We don't have white meat.
Why the hell did you
ask? Jeez, bro. Okay,
I'll take what you
man.
Have.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Whatever you got, family. You can put it on the plate for me.
The place is great.
This woman seen a Tesla driving itself. I seen one of those in traffic, too, the other day.
Oh, really?
Wow. And then it's an Uber. It's picking somebody up because they were in the back seat. I wouldn't even be in the back seat. I got to be in the front so I can at least try to grab the wheel if something goes
there you
wrong.
Go. Yeah.
I don't think I could get in one of those.
Give me some brake pedals like a driver's ed car. I want to be able to override
yeah.
this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is nobody in it. We at Winco. I'm going to move out the way because it's driving itself. It's literally driving itself. It's driving itself. Move out the way. The car is driving itself. Move. It's driving. Nobody is in it. Yeah, move out the way. Move out the way, y'all. It's driving itself by itself. Move out the way, y'all. Move out the way.
She hasn't paid her Wi-Fi bill in a couple of years. It's a thing, honey. It's gone crazy.
Get out the way. Get out the way.
It's a ghost car.
Lindy driving his self. He's driving himself. Move out the way.
She's trying to be like the Good Samaritan.
Yeah, she is concerned.
She's concerned.
Hold on, guys. You stay in the store.
Yeah.
It's crazy out here.
Everyone. Listen up.
Maximum Overdrive. You ever seen the movie Maximum Overdrive with the 18-wheelers that kind of come to life?
No,
oh,
no.
My God.
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, my God. One of them's got that clown face, the alien clown face.
Oh.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Oh, that was one on the VHS covers like in the 80s and 90s yes. that I was always interested in.
Yes. That right there,
King.
Boy. I used to watch that back to back.
That's
back.
Creepy.
There's no way my parents would let me get that. They would think it's too silly.
It's too much.
We got to get something the whole family will like.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Oh,
we're all going to sit there and
with
watch.
My movie pick, I got to get something with the whole family. I'll see. Yeah. All right. We got a man right here that got into it with two cyclists on the trail. They're right there on the bridge. I think he feels like they were calling him out of his name. So he confronted them. He's an older man. Not too old, but, you know, man of a certain age. These guys are younger. He already threw one cyclist's bike over the bridge at this point. Okay. Oh my God.
Who's the bitch? Which one? Which one is the bitch?
What the hell?
Oh, you're the bitch. You.
No.
Yo, dude, what
show
do we
me
do?
Your bitch.
What do we do? What do we do, man?
Who's the bitch?
What do we do?
You said bitch.
No,
you.
We didn't.
You're good.
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't
you're
say
good?
Anything. Dude, I didn't
Are
say
you sure
anything.
You're good?
I'm sure I'm good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything, man.
And your bike is here.
I know.
Bitch. What?
We're not talking.
Hey, you want to try?
You want to try?
Dude, we don't want to cause problems.
Bitch.
No, dude, please.
You just
please
said stop. It again, man.
Because you're hitting me. Please, buddy, stop. We don't want to fight. We're scared. Buddy, please stop. Please.
You do it again. You're going to river.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You hear me?
We're sorry.
Do you
I'm
hear
sorry.
Me?
I hear you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm going shook.
There's two bikes there. He could be in the river.
Okay, we're sorry.
I'm an ass. I'm a bitch. But I won't do it because you're young as f***.
We're sorry.
I'm 48.
I'm really sorry, man.
You want to do it again?
No. No, we're sorry. We'll leave.
Hey, you know there's a cougar around here. The cougar is chasing people.
Okay.
I don't know that cougar. But watch yourself, boys.
Okay, really careful.
Watch yourself, boys.
Really careful.
Wow.
Wow.
This
wow.
happened in Portland.
Wow. Who's the bitch?
Wow. Watch yourself, boys. Watch
Was yourself. This guy like super yoked?
No.
Why were these boys scared? He sounds like a total wimp.
No. They had like a little physical confrontation there for a second, and old buddy was strong.
Okay.
He stood his ground. He snatched him around a little bit, and that's when they really got scared. No, we're sorry, dude.
Yeah.
We're sorry, man.
He told him, you call me a B-word, you'll end up in the river.
Yeah.
You never know some of these road ragers out here, dude. They take things way too seriously.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Can't handle a little Makes insult. You know.
Can't handle a little insult.
Yeah.
It's just a finger.
Yeah. All righty. What do you say, Lucius? Time to vote.
That's it.
Is it Broadus, who's out, by the way, today? Send Broadus some love on social media. Let him know that he is Miz, taking care of his lady who was sick. Okay. So that's going around. You know, Brian was sick. He played through it. And today he's helping his lady. Speaking of ladies, a lady called out the rude wings guy there right in the drive-thru. Woman saw a Tesla driving itself, wanted to learn, warn all the other citizens, get out of the way. Or the driver raging on the cyclist. I got to go with Broadus, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with the fast food.
All righty, Lucius.
The cyclist. Crashing out on the cyclist.
Man.
Tied at one, Wolchuk.
I liked the cyclist, too. Who's right. the bitch?
By a score of 2-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the rage on the cyclist. If you ever miss the champ, you can always check back in at about 2:20 every afternoon, right before Wolchuk's Top 10. We replay the champ, and then he faces challengers at 5:30. Then we get to LA Live, speaking of which, here's Lucius.
If you couldn't tell by those nominees, that's a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Squares. Fire up this funk. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get high.
I had to come find you.
So why you didn't come tap me? What you
why
taking a picture? Why do you have
all,
to take
I
a picture
have this conversation
and
with
send
you
it?
Without your supervisor here. So why
I don't have a supervisor.
You?
I quit
okay,
this job.
Okay, that's fine. Then so, I'm not asking you to leave the store because I shouldn't have to have this
conversation. You
want to
send a picture and an email and versus you could tap me and say, hey, what's
okay,
going
and
on?
Again, I'm
going
to ask you to leave the store.
You and you too. Both of y'all, I quit you this whole ass job. All right, go email that.
Bye.
Dumbass.
7259.
Attention all at-home shoppers. This whole ass job. Thomas Woods. Karen Sokolowski. Y'all can take whatever y'all want because at this point ain't no security in this bitch. I quit. No, you and this job. I quit. Nah, bitch. How about that? Nah, go email that.
Go email that.
I love the name drops.
Karen Sokolowski. Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, July 1st. Look at that. It's already
my goodness.
July
1st, halfway through.
Bro. My gosh, so fast. 2025, it is a Toxic Tuesday here at LA Live, and the content will be toxic today.
Yes. Nice.
Please do not judge me for it. It's just the way of the world at this point.
I'm judging you.
Welcome in first time, last time, and long time listeners. to this radio station. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com.
I wrote this song. I saw that you guys were protesting that immigrant that was taken from his home and sent away, Luka Doncic. And you guys... That's so cool how much of allies you guys are.
And during the few moments that we have left,
here we go.
We want to talk right down to earth.
No, wait a minute. Wait,
can
wait.
Easily understand.
Wait a minute. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Living color. Look in my eyes,
what do you see? Yeah, underrated song. Great song.
They just did a tiny desk, rocked it, man. Smoked that thing. Before I get into the content, did you guys see? Hold on, let me send you this real quick. Did you guys see that they're giving Drake a hard time for his alleged fake abs?
Man,
yes,
yeah.
I saw that. So I saw the Sunday
photo. Yeah, you seen that?
Yeah, I mean, it does look like there's a little photoshopping going on.
Sculpted abs. They're also giving French Montana a hard time because he's got some sculpted abs, mm-hmm. allegedly.
What's that involve? Is there like an implant in there?
It might be implants. Might be implants. No, a little suction and implant situations. I don't know.
That's just weird.
But that's what I'm saying. Would you do that? Like,
no.
If you had endless money, would you go get the fake abs?
No.
Would you get a fake anything?
It doesn't look proportioned to the rest of the body. Like, that's how you can tell. That's why the Drake thing started. Because he just looks like the shoulder and arms
crazy.
Don't match.
Yeah. No,
I mean, I think that's the great thing about being a dude is you don't have to, like, look perfect to pull the hottest chicks in the world. Right? Just be successful and have the gift of gab. Done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that'll get it done.
It's too perfect, bro. You're right. Like, there's no definition in the arms or chest, but all of a sudden, abs are just going abby.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing,
strange.
Dog?
Strange.
See, crazy. I couldn't look myself in the mirror knowing that I'd done that. You know, that's why I wouldn't. You know, I'd be like, wow, I'm so insecure. I had to
buy these abs.
Surgically change my body with fake abs.
They have chest implants, too.
Oh,
and,
really?
And calf implants.
Yeah.
They do the biceps.
Now, here's what I would do.
If
you could, like, send, like, little DNA molecules in to rebuild me naturally. Like, hey, we have figured out the genetic code.
Yeah, get you back together.
Why your muscles got old. We're gonna make them go young again, but more impressive. I'm in
yeah,
for
I'm
that.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
That'd be neat.
That's what I think HGH is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at that. Isn't it a peptose or peptides, what everybody's taking right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a combination of that situation, but I don't know about...
Supercharge me.
Yeah.
I don't need any plastic parts in me.
That's I got abs weird. Like this, but I can't even bust out like 5 sit-ups. It's crazy looking.
This is obvious, dude. Looking at Drake, it's obvious. And he's oiled up. It looks like he's got some baby oil on the abs as well.
Yeah, he did it himself.
But you don't have 6-pack abs and then just be kind of just regular everywhere else. The evidence is damning here.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, I've seen the calf muscles. A lot of guys like getting those, but just the abs.
How do the calves come off?
Diamond calves, man.
They
look insane. Like you've been a track star your whole life. Rest of your body soaking smooth. Just gooey. Everything about you is gooey. But also your calves are just insane.
But those calves are bussing.
Oh, yeah, man. Bussing. Bussing, bro.
Shout out to Johnny Drama.
Crazy. All right, did y'all see that President Trump? He may make Elon Musk walk the plank.
What?
I know y'all didn't see that on. Come on, I know you seen that on your timeline.
They were feuding back and forth, and then I saw something that it kind of started up again.
Yeah.
I didn't follow up with how or what happened.
Yeah. I knew this was coming when it first dropped that Steve Bannon came out and said, "How about we just deport Elon?" I remember that. And it was kind of like a joke in a sense, but it finally got the Trump.
Yeah.
I knew this was coming when he showed up in that T-shirt in the Oval Office. Remember that one?
Yeah, dude. Deporting the guy is crazy.
Yeah.
Man, Trump and Elon were thick as thieves before this. Now we're all talking about kicking him out the country. Musk paid millions to help Trump get into the White House. Then Elon started talking slick about Trump's big, beautiful bill. The big, beautiful bill. in the EV mandate. It's a mandate. It's a mandate. And he like that. So Trump threatened to take his government contacts away or something like that. Contracts.
Yeah, it's contracts. Huge. That's how he got rich.
Yeah.
He did government not sell all the cars to get rich.
Whoa.
Yeah. He sold the government that he needed subsidies. When they were Democrats, by the way. He made all the money off the Democrats. Like, he's doing a great job pulling both sides. But I don't think he's loyal enough to really be teammates with Don long term.
No,
he's doing his own thing, and he's got the more money. So
I mean, you can't go out there and think you're going to be patched up with Don after you said he was on the Epstein list.
No, yeah.
You're not going to patch it up with him at this point.
Yeah,
not a man talking about kicking you out of the country on a microphone in front of everybody.
I don't know. I think we'll have to take a look. We might have to put Doge on Elon. You know what Doge is? Doge is the monster that might have to go back and eat Elon. Wouldn't that be terrible?
Wow.
He gets a lot of subsidies, Peter. But Elon's very upset that the EV mandate is going to be terminated. And you know what? When you look at it, not everybody wants an electric car. I don't want an electric car. I want to have maybe gasoline, maybe electric, maybe a hybrid, maybe someday a hydrogen. If you have a hydrogen car, it has one problem. It blows up, you know? So I'm going to give that one to Peter. To let Peter test it out.
Oh, my God.
Give that one to Peter.
There's a lot there. There was a lot there.
Oh, man.
First of all, shout out to Peter. Trump just said he was going to give you a car that blows up.
Oh, poor Peter.
How about that? For the fake news. Yeah, man, that is wild. So if I'm Elon, where's Elon at? Is he in the country? Did he go to that wedding, Bezos' wedding?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
I hope he didn't go to Bezos. Are they cool?
I don't know. I doubt that they're cool. I wouldn't think that they're cool.
Okay.
Aren't they kind of rivals?
I don't know. They're all billionaires at this point, but I don't know. But if I'm Elon, I wouldn't want to be out of the country at this moment when people's talking about deporting me and taking my businesses away. Oh my gosh.
Is this like a negotiation, you think?
I don't know what. No, he's running that man out of town.
I never know with the president, right? Because he knows how to negotiate, and he'll paint the most extreme picture of what's going to happen to you if you don't agree with
him. Make you look crazy out here.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bezos, anyway, Bezos and his new bride. Now, this whole time I was thinking Bezos. I heard a story that Bezos and Miss Sanchez and their family, like, they were just two couples in a sense, and they kind of switched. That's when I first heard.
Like a wife swap?
Yeah, it was two couples. They used to hang out. Bezos and Laura kind of started eyeing each other, and they kind of skied it off.
Gotcha.
All right.
But I don't think that's the true story. I think that was just a made-up story out here that people were feeding on the timeline. I don't know. This whole time, I was thinking Bezos left his first wife for Lauren Sanchez because he kind of upgraded. If you look at his past one, you know, you can be...
Yeah,
whatever.
Got that first one in my 20s. Yeah. Didn't have much going. Yeah.
Now I'm rich.
Now I'm 40.
Now I'm a billionaire.
I need me a new 20-something, you know, that goes with the tax bracket.
You would have thought he upgraded.
Sure.
But looking at her track record, she might have sniped him.
Oh.
She might have sniped him. Her dating history would give me all types of red flags if I was up a billy. Let's see, Laura Sanchez, Bezos' situation.
Is that the current ex-wife that's getting all the money?
No, it's a new wife.
It's a new one. The current one is giving away all the money. McKenzie?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
She's giving away all the money. She gave some here to North Texas in there. I think it's in Grand Prairie Independent School District, in fact.
Appreciate you.
Laura Sanchez, she's a broadcaster and a helicopter pilot.
Wow.
That's quite amazing. But when you look at her track record... she was with former NBA wide receiver Anthony Miller.
Oh.
Back in the day. Former NFL tight end Tony Gonzalez.
Well, it's one of the best in the business.
That's right. Yes.
They had a kid together. She was with former Laker Derek Fisher.
Man, Derek Fisher's got a history, man.
Derek Fisher be getting around, bro.
Oof.
Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Ask Fisher for real.
I would definitely find somebody that was less public in their dating history.
Dude, I just want to stay with my wife.
Yeah.
I already got four kids with her. I know who this is. I'm just going to stick with my wife, bro.
I know.
She was engaged to an actor, Henry Simmons.
Okay. Oh, hanky.
See, like, these are not regular people.
No.
She's going for something here.
Billions?
Billions. She was married to a talent agent, Patrick Whitesell, and he was one that introduced her to Jeff Bezos.
And then the affair started.
There you go.
Wow.
So she like, I met this guy, now moving up. Oh, thank you for introducing me to something else I can. I mean, that's how it looked to me.
Yep. A little clout chasing.
That's how it looked to me. It looked pretty nasty to me, bro. Mm. And Bezos out here bought the city of Venice for him to have the wedding in.
She's on a dating ladder.
Come on, man. You see it?
Yeah.
Dating ladder. Yeah, I like that. That's what she did.
Big time work to the face.
She dated up. I had no idea about that. She dated on up. So, yeah, keep that in mind, bro. Just keep that in mind.
And so she used to be a sports gal. She was on the Best Damn Sports Show, period.
Bro, she's a broadcaster.
Okay.
And a pilot, a helicopter pilot.
That's pretty badass.
And a social climber, apparently. Yeah.
I mean, I can't get talked into another helicopter ride after the first one that I went on. I can't imagine doing that and thinking, I want to fly these things. Maybe I'll do it 50 or 60 times a year.
Now, it's scary as hell. It's scary as hell. Yeah, keep your eye on Elon. And then watch this girl right here. See if she's going to move and own like Amazon in a few years.
Yeah, should we put over unders?
True love.
Like, how long does it last?
What's the prenup like? Do we know?
I hope there was one.
God, I hope so. It's got to be ironclad.
Got to be.
You think he'd learned his lesson?
No, clearly he's not. I mean, she's 55 years old and maybe a 6.5 with all the plastic surgeries he's had. I don't think he's paying much attention at all. You know?
Yeah.
That's me. Yeah, but the billionaires, when it comes to their dollars,
he might.
I would have to imagine the prenup.
I'd hope so.
Is pretty ironclad, but man.
Especially with a track record like that, bro.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Just saying.
Absolutely.
You can live your life. You're in a grown adult. Do what you want to, but I got to protect myself. You look like you're out for something. Just the way the track record goes.
Yeah. You know, maybe he's never had bad luck romantically, so his spidey senses weren't up. Like, after Dirk had that one, you know all of his future girlfriends were going to be fully vetted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he ended up with a gem as a result of it.
Yeah, in fact, sure did. He 100% did. Now, I say all of that to tell you this. You never know who you're dealing with. I've been holding on to this little clip for a second. My girl likes to fall asleep to a true crime.
Mm-hmm.
I like fake crime.
Yeah.
Just give me a regular fake TV show.
Is she like watching the YouTube crime. Ones now, too?
She's like,
my girl's really into like the long YouTube or TikTok stories that go multiple chapters.
Gosh.
And they really go into the detail, like a murder podcast damn near.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, well, let's go to 2020, season 42, episode 26, Down Payment on Death. This woman had it out for her husband. Okay, this was her husband, her business partner. She damn near did everything she possibly could to get this man locked up so she can control the money in the bank accounts and whatnot and bounce off with her little old side boo. She even planted drugs in his car. That did not work. So she looked to hire a hitman.
Oh, no.
To take them on out the game. Now, if you know like I know, if you're communicating with anybody online and they say they're a hitman, 9 times out of 10, that's the feds.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cop!
You better do your own dirty work.
It's a cop, Jay Reed. Yeah, the hitman was hired. The hitman was an undercover cop. So they played her like a fiddle. Listen to her acting as these cops playing her like a fiddle tell her that her husband's dead.
I'm Sergeant Ramsey. I'm the one that called you. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry to call you. Listen, we had a report of a disturbance at your house, and there were shots fired. Is your husband Michael? Okay, I'm sorry to tell you, ma'am. He's been killed.
No.
He's been killed, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No,
Michael.
Try to calm down.
No, right now, we need
everybody acting.
No, yeah.
We need to get you to our police station.
I
can't let you in, man. We have to do our job. If you want us to find this killer, okay? We need you to calm down. I'm gonna need you to go with these detectives, okay? Does he have enemies? Is there anyone that would want to hurt him? Okay, who would want to hurt him? Witnesses said they saw a black male running from him. I can't let you see him, ma'am. Ma'am, I cannot do this right now. Ma'am, I can't do it. Detective Yopi.
Man.
Wow, bro.
Everybody acting right there. Everybody. Mm. Nobody was being real in that moment.
Oh. That's wild.
That's wild, right?
That is.
She's crying. She's the one to pay for the hit that she think happened.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Fake cops.
That's a true psycho, man. So those were fake cops?
Well, I mean,
no, they were acting
fake hitmen. They were acting like, you know, that type of situation. 100% the feds.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry if I said fake cops. I meant fake hitman.
Fake hitman, dude. That's. I mean, how could you fall for that one? After all these stories that have been out there,
there's no hitman online, fam. Right? They're not online. Yeah. Advertising their jobs, bro.
I mean, how stupid would you have to be to advertise your hitman services online?
Yeah.
Just Google me, bro.
I got five stars, right? I got 5 stars right here. Look in the comments. Everybody likes what I did.
Yeah. I got a silencer and everything.
Yeah. All right, man. You never know who you're dealing with. Keep that in mind. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, if Creek don't rise. That's my time. I holla, peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. All righty. Base is coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are we going?
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. And how would you feel if the Rangers traded this player?
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5D DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.